You haven't an ounce of gratitude, have you? Sir Charles said bitterly. Lord George shrugged his indifference. Listen to me. If you don't sober up and see what's going on around you, you stand to lose everything. Everything that's rightfully yours. Do you understand?
What is rightfully mine? Lord George moaned. All I dreamed of having died with Mama.
What self-pitying twiddle-twaddle. Lord George's head snapped up and he shook Sir Charles's arm.
Apologise, secretary. Apologise. Apologise, damn you.
Sir Charles sighed. Why must he be bothered with this simpleton? But he knew the answer to that. And although he wanted nothing better than to tell this big, bloated oaf what he really thought of him, he controlled the urge and said in a voice dripping with false sincerity,
Of course I apologise, George. You know I am only interested in what is best for you. So was the Duchess. It is because of her I am here today.
Because of Mama?
Yes. It was her wish, was it not, that you succeed cleverly?
What does that matter now?
Whined Lord George, dropping his chins onto his sleeve.
You saw what happened at the opera. So much for Mama's wishes. Dearest Papa has gone and gotten himself engaged to be married to Hattie Russell. My Hattie Russell. Mine.
He pushed away the ale and covered his face with his hands.
How could he do that to me?
Sir Charles rolled his eyes heavenward and prayed for patience. He patted Lord George's arm.
There, there. Dearest George, one cannot always predict the actions of others. I too was just as devastated by that display. It never occurred to me. This time His Grace's political astuteness has surprised even me. But one must learn to adjust and turn to one's advantage what could be a potential disaster. He may have the upper hand for the moment, but that will soon change.
Lord George shrugged him off.
What are you blathering about, Charlie? Who gives a damn if it caught you off your guard? Thing is, what are you going to do about it?
Sir Charles raised his eyebrows.
I? About what?
Lord George pulled a face.
Come on, Charlie, don't play close-faced with me. You'll put a stop to this engagement, won't you?
Why should I?
A rare flash of insight made Lord George momentarily forget his headache.
You've invested too much in me to see it all go to waste on any brat father might have with Hattie.
When Sir Charles laughed, Lord George knew it to be forced and he couldn't help twisting the knife a further turn.
For a man who practically wore father's wig for him, you're in a bit of a quandary as to what to do about this engagement, aren't you, Charlie? And I'll wager you can sign his fist better than he can himself. So what are you going to do to stop him marrying Hattie?
Sir Charles took snuff. He didn't think Lord George amusing, and it showed.
And if Cleverly discovers to what lengths you've already gone to lay claim to your Hattie?
Now, Charlie, don't go threatening me.
Lord George growled and sank his head into his hands again.
Oh, God, I feel ill, he moaned. I wish you'd blow away.
You and I must decide what's to be our next move.
Lord George sighed impatiently.
You're such a bore. But I'll listen. I've no ideas of my own.
Just so, murmured Sir Charles.